Right now, we're talking about career choices and how early kids should make those decisions. And joining me in studio is John Sommer. He's Director of Career Development for Crown Financial Ministries. And also with us now is Nate Bishko. He's Director of Excel Tech Technical Education Career Consortium in Mayfield. Nate, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Very good to have you. By phone is HR Manager of TMG Performance Products, and that's in Berea. That's Elise Schramp. Elise, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you. And if you'd like to join us, 866-578-0903 is the way to do that. I promised a couple of callers, and let's go ahead and take a couple of those as we then transition into what our new guests have to offer in our conversation. Let's take Matt in Akron. Hello there, Matt.
Hey, how's it going? Real quick, I was a business administration major in college, which is undecided, let's be frank. But then I also, like, halfway through, it took me about 6 years to graduate. Halfway through, I joined the Marine Corps, did the whole Kerouac thing, did cross-country hitchhiking, had all these experiences. And I always had a trade, because I was always a cook or a chef. Mm-hmm. And so eventually, once my wife got pregnant, it was one of those, well, what can I do as a chef? And so I looked around the kitchen that I was working in and said, I'm going to go work for an oven manufacturer. Got a job working for an oven manufacturer. Then I got into commercial refrigeration, big walk-in coolers for kitchen. Now I do draft beer systems, six-figure job. But I never committed to anything, ever. And I, like you said, I think it was serendipitous was what you had mentioned before. And I think that people ask me more about what the war was like, or what it was like when I hitchhiked to the Poconos, or what it was more like when my wife and I, pregnant, moved to New York than they ever asked me about my business development class. And I think I get more out of those experiences of not knowing than the experiences I ever had of knowing. That's just my thought.
Matt, thanks a lot. And it just shows there are a whole lot of paths towards success, and I'm glad you found yours as well. 216-578-0903 if you'd like to join us too. Nate, we asked you here to talk a little bit. We've talked about, you know, college and high school students that are being slotted into majors. Essentially, in many cases, you assume to go to college. And not everybody goes to college. Many get career tech. We used to call it vocational training. How early, if somebody decides they're not going to be a college student, and not everybody has to be, when should they know that? And if that's the case, then when should you start then deciding, I'm an auto repair person, or I would be great as a beautician. When do you make those decisions? When do you think is the optimal time?
I think it's tough to say because it's based on the individual. However, you know, as early as 7th or 8th grade, you can start doing some career assessments with your guidance counselor at your school. You know, in terms of a high school student, by 9th grade, if that student and the family know that they're not going to go to college, you really want to start gearing towards a career technical education program, which you alluded to it earlier. This is not vocational education as we knew it when we were in school. There's alignment with local colleges, so every student that goes through one of our Excel Tech programs is going to walk out with a minimum of 3 college credits. So you can take those credits, move on to Lakeland, move on to Tri-C, and further your post-secondary career, or earn an industry credential depending on the career program.
But would you get a broad-based tech education, or would you have to focus and say, okay, I want to operate machinery, high-tech machinery, and so that's what I have to focus on? And how early do you have to make that decision?
That's a great point. It's more streamlined, and the majority of career technical programs start in the 11th grade. And so you're going to have students start their two-year program in the 11th grade, again, working towards whatever the program is, towards that industry credential, which can make them immediately employable out in the workforce.
And you think that's an appropriate age, at 11th grade, to start deciding on
sure,
that?
Sure, without a doubt.
Let me add to that, because, Nate, I completely agree with you. One of the things that we found is that in the 8th, 7th, 8th grade, even 9th grade year, students are starting to think about what they want to do. But And I've worked for 10 years with high schoolers, but in 9th grade, high school lasts forever. It's this never-ending party.
True.
It's this never-ending, and I know that some students don't necessarily like high school, but something usually happens right after the sophomore year. When that junior year comes around, it's like, oh my goodness, high school's ending. What am I going to do?
The reality is kicking
in. And so what happens is we see that students start to become a lot more serious about the decisions that are coming down the road. And so what we have found is that with our tool, it's most effective sometime after the sophomore year, obviously throughout the junior year, because that student is really saying, okay, I've got to figure this out. And they're ready to have adult-level conversations.
Elise Schramp is with us as well. She's the HR manager at TMG Performance Products in Berea. And Elise, I wondered a little bit about you and hiring folks. Do you need to hire people that have specific education directed at your business, or do you, as we talked earlier with the liberal arts advocates, you just hire somebody that knows how to solve problems?
It's a little bit of both, and it's going to depend on the position. If I'm hiring a welder, I need somebody with welding skill sets. But if I'm looking for somebody with, for a customer service position, I would be looking more towards somebody that already has the soft skills, and I can train them to the technical skills of using the computer and using our computer programs. So, like I said, it's really going to be dependent upon what I'm hiring for. Obviously, for engineers, I'm going to need somebody that has that engineering background. But sometimes I'm just looking for the right fit, and I can train them with whatever I need to train them for.
You don't want an electrician who says 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Good Mr. Right. Mom reference there.
And Elise, just one point about that. Nate wants to weigh in as well, but one point about your own history. You're an HR manager. What did you study?
Mm-hmm. I studied forensic psychology.
There you go.
See, it makes sense.
Right. And Elise makes a fantastic point about the soft skill, and we hear that from so many of our employers on our advisory councils. We embed that into our curriculums based on all of our career tech programs. In fact, we have coming up this week a mock interview where, working with our local Mayfield Alliance, Business Alliance, we're bringing in employers and running them through running all of our students, junior students, through mock interviews, because you can't really replicate the interview process until you actually experience it. So those soft skills are huge components that employers are looking for. So our great point, Elise.
Our number is 216-578-0903. We're talking about how early you should know what you want to do with your life. And we've heard about South Carolina and Texas, where students in eighth grade are essentially declaring majors for high school. Community colleges are being encouraged in a new book to narrow the focus, to have fewer choices so that people can get on the right path at an early age. If you look overseas, one example, Germany, where students are tested and slotted at a very early age, starting around fourth grade, to look at what it is that they ought to be doing and really moving them toward those, whether it's in the trades or it's in a higher education situation, but it's a much earlier age. So that's our topic this morning. You can weigh in on it, and Andrew is going to do that right now. He's calling in from West Park. Andrew, welcome.
Good morning. So many things to talk about with this topic. First of all, I caution against the liberal arts argument. My wife, and this is sort of paradoxical, but my wife is an HR director for a small company on the West Side, and it's been her experience and mine in looking for a job that it is extremely hard to find a job in the modern place where all the applications are done online. Those systems screen those applications for the proper candidates, and then those candidates are then secondarily screened by an actual flesh and blood human being who is also looking for a very specific set of candidates and looking to fill in the gaps that the software might have allowed.
You bring up a great point. Let me just interrupt you. You bring up a great point because Lori Barlotta from Hiram College said, hey, you have these skills. You're a good problem solver. Those are the kinds of things that HR directors are looking for. But you do have to get through an online application process in which it has a number of metrics, such as, do you have a degree in engineering or whatever it might be? So an interesting point.
And also, really quickly, I'm an advocate for even if a kid wants to go to a four-year school, get them in the vocational training. It has always been this mindset, even when I was in high school, way back in the ancient 1992 era, that the vocational studies were for, quote-unquote, those kids, i.e., we'll send them to that building so they can cause problems there, so they're not causing problems for us. And that's a disservice, I think, especially with the rising cost of college to kids going to a four-year school. If I was going in going back in time, I would skip physics and chemistry and learn carpentry and electrician work because that would have greatly served me more in my theater profession.
Andrew, thanks for the call. We're running out of time, but you're
Andrew
nodding
hits,
your head.
He hits the nail on the head. It alludes to my point earlier about this is not what we used to see when we were in school. Our students, we graduated 368 kids from our programs last year. They garnered over $9 million in scholarship money. They took in almost 1,000 credits of college credit at either Tri-C or Lakeland that, you know, is massive amounts of tuition savings. So this is it's a new age of career tech, and it's in a good spot in the state of Ohio.
He mentioned the cost of college. That's something that George, an emailer here, brings up as well. First of all, George says that it's not entirely bad for people to have career paths, college studies, or career tech early in their career, especially if they know what they want to do with their lives. He does, though, say there's value in having a liberal arts education to kind of figure it out. But he says what hasn't been discussed yet is one of the reasons for this push for early career choices. The expense of a liberal arts education has increased so much that even upper-middle-class families are unable to afford what has become the luxury of a four-year away-from-home college experience. It not only isn't fair to the students who will miss out on that experience, it isn't fair to society to have an entire generation of people who don't have the opportunity to explore those opportunities that the future holds. Interesting point.
I completely agree with this. Did you know what the average debt is when a person graduates from college? It's over $33,000. But I got a great liberal arts degree. And I'm not against a liberal arts degree, but the question is, does it fit who you are? Because when you leave and you have that kind of a debt, you know, that your first job, and I especially don't even like my job. I don't know what I do, but I've got to pay a debt. And then all of a sudden you get students that are in master's level programs, and they'll graduate with over $100,000 in debt. And so that is exactly right. So I'll say to moms and dads all the time, you can make a non-choice, which is a choice. And what you're going to eventually do is have a large tab at the end. And I have so many students that I meet, when I say students or clients, that are in their 20s and 30s. How did your degree fit you? It didn't. Why'd you choose it? They give you the litany of reasons. But at the end of it, what they have is a nice purse full of debt. And the average being so high, it makes it almost impossible.
Let's squeeze one more call into the conversation as we wind down. And it's Jana calling from Canal Fulton. Jana, welcome.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment. I think we do our high school students a disservice when we tell them they have to go to college if they want to make something of themselves. I was told in high school that I was not college material. Mm-hmm. I ended up going to college when I was 28. I now teach at the University of Akron. So, you know, you just have to find your way. And sometimes it takes some people longer and other people just know right off the bat what they want to be. So I think we do our students a disservice when we tell them you have to go to college, make something of yourself.
Jana, thank you.
Make something of yourself anytime.
Thank you for the call. And in fact, on this show, I think repeatedly we said there are some people that for college, college isn't in the future and isn't appropriate. So good point. And you know what? Let's squeeze in one more. Jalid is calling now from Hiram.
Hi, this is Khaled.
Oh, Khaled, sorry. Go ahead. Welcome.
Well, I was in high school, and my high school counselor, she kept telling me to take honors AP classes all throughout high school. And so by my senior year, I was interested in, like, biology and stuff, and I passed all the classes with flying colors. And I decided to go to Hiram College. And then when I got there, I realized that that's not really quite what I want to do. And I feel like my high school counselor, she actually misguided me on doing what I really want to do, which is I'm actually probably going to transfer to Cleveland State and maybe try engineering, which I've been wanting to do since I was a kid. I've actually been interested in cars and engineering since I was, like you guys were talking about earlier, the really young kids when I was maybe like 8 or 10, 8, 9 or 10, I knew that I wanted to do that.
Khaled, thanks for sharing your thought with us. Sorry we are out of time, but interesting to hear that. All kinds of great perspectives on the conversation today, and I appreciate all of you for being here. Nate Bishko, thanks for coming in.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
And Elise Schramp as well. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And John, thanks for being my partner for the whole show today. Appreciate it. John,
pleasure.
Summer.
Thanks so much.
And if you would like to get the last word on today's conversation, call us at 866 578-0903. Actually, it's you can call us at 216-916-6397, not the call line, but you can call us at 216-916-6397. That's 916-NEWS. Or shoot us an email, news@wcpn.org. The Sound of Ideas was produced today by Lauren Wilson. I'm Mike McIntyre. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
your public radio station for more than 30 years, 90.3 WCPN. IdeaStream.